Verse 12, if you have it, say amen. All right. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together, filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, this is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world. And then verse 35, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me, and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life. And I will raise him up at the last day. Praise the Lord. Pastor Chris, would you pray tonight? Praise the Lord, and you may be seated tonight. I want to minister tonight on the value of a fragment. The value of a fragment. It's interesting because that of all of the miracles that Jesus did that are recorded in the Bible, this is the only miracle that appears in all 4 Gospels. The only one. It was so important that it is in each of the 4. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John all record, all give testimony, amen, to the validity of this miracle. Amen. There are some that have tried to discount the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. They have tried to explain it away. But there were far too many witnesses that were present that day. There were 5,000 men beside women and children that witness the miracle. And it was not an isolated miracle. It is the only miracle that is found in every one of the Gospels of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that Jesus Christ amen, fed 5,000. Amen, with 5 loaves and 2 little fishes. They weren't even big fish, but they're 2 little fish and 5 barley loaves that Jesus fed the 5,000. And my, the messages that we have heard and that the instruction and the encouragement that we've received from the feeding of the 5,000, but I don't want to focus tonight on the miracle of the multiplication. We all get excited and we shout and we run the aisles, amen, in the magnitude of the miracle. That from something so small and something so insignificant, that Jesus fed a hungry multitude. And the Bible said that they ate until they were filled. Now, if they had any bubbas in the crowd, that's saying a lot. That they ate until they were filled up. And then and only then did Jesus issue a commandment to gather up the fragments. I want tonight, I want to look, and not in the magnitude of the miracle, I want to not think about the vast multitude, amen, that received that day. But I want us to try to figure out why it was so important. After everyone had been fed, and they were far from any place, any village, they were far from any lodging place, that it was so important for Jesus to issue a commandment to gather up the fragments. I don't know about you, but I've never been very fond of leftovers. Now, we had leftovers at our house, and so we didn't like to leave much left over. Amen, because we knew that if we didn't eat all that we had, that we would have it again the next meal. Am I telling the truth? My mother believed in saving leftovers. She didn't believe in letting anything go to waste. Yeah, out came the Saran wrap, and they wrapped it up, and they put it in the refrigerator. And I never really understood that until later, and I understood the cost of feeding a family. Going to the grocery store and figure up the cost. Amen. One of the greatest expenses that we have is in what we consume with our bodies, the what we eat. Amen. And so I begin to focus on why did Jesus value the fragment? What just exactly what is a fragment? And so I went to the dictionary to find out exactly what the dictionary definition of a fragment. A fragment is simply a part that has been broken off, that has become detached, something that is incomplete. It is an essential part of a whole. It is one of several parts which something is composed of. It's an amount that's equal to another amount in importance. It is an apportionment or a division of a common entity. Synonyms of a fragment are a part, a portion, a piece, a member, a division, a section, a segment. Amen. These are different words that describe what a fragment is. A fragment is not something that's colossal. A fragment is not something that awes us with its magnitude or with its single importance. But it was so important to Jesus Christ that he commanded his disciples to gather up the fragment. He was trying to teach them something very important, amen, in the kingdom of God. Jesus didn't do anything, amen, without a purpose in mind. Jesus didn't just gather up the fragments because that he didn't have anything else, amen, on his mind, and he wanted to keep them busy. But he was trying, amen, to impress something upon them that would be important in their spiritual walk. Amen. And so I want us to look tonight at what is significant about a fragment. Why did he command them to gather up, amen, that was left? That a fragment is something less than the whole. It's not, amen, it's not the miracle. Amen. We sometimes, amen, if there's not miracles and signs and wonders, we are not impressed, amen, with what God is doing. But I want you to know the work of God is not all miracles. In fact, there's a lot more, amen, involved in fragments. I found in my 34 years of ministry, amen, that there's value in a fragment. Amen. I don't have to have the whole enchilada. Amen. Amen. To get excited about what God is doing in the church. Amen. That the Lord Jesus Christ put a value upon little things. He put a value on things that were incomplete. God put a value on broken things. Amen. Things that needed something else to make them whole. Oh, I'm glad tonight that Jesus Christ, amen, put a value on a fragment. Hallelujah. You don't have to be everything that you hope to be. Amen. To be important in the kingdom of God. Amen. You don't have to wait until you're 140. Amen. To be used of the Lord. You don't have to understand all mysteries and have all knowledge. Amen. Before God can take you and use you. Because God takes that that is small. God takes that that is insignificant. And he uses it for his glory and his honor. Hallelujah. Amen. There's something valuable about a fragment. Amen. It is a part that's produced. How do you come by a fragment? It is that part that is produced by breaking off a portion of the whole. Amen. There was no miracle. There was no feeding of the 5,000. Amen. Until first, amen, there was a fragment. Amen. Jesus didn't take a whole loaf and begin to distribute loaves of bread. We sometimes think, amen, if we don't have the whole loaf, then we just won't do anything from God. Amen. If we can't have it all, amen, the way we want it to be, amen, that we cannot honor God with what God has blessed us with. But God is not looking, amen, for perfection. God is not looking, amen, for all, amen, that you will ever be. God is just wanting you to give of what you are. Amen. Give of what you've got. Give it with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Amen. God values the fragment. Amen. The bread had to be broken. Amen. Before, amen, there could ever have been a miracle. Amen. God uses broken things. Amen. Those loaves of bread, amen, no matter how well baked they were, no matter how perfectly formed they were, they could not become a part of the miracle until first he gave thanks. The Bible says that he took that loaf of bread and he offered up thanks. And then he began to break it and he gave it to the disciples and they began to distribute the fragments. It was the fragments that multiplied. Amen. Little is much when God is in it. You may think, well, I don't have a lot of education. Amen. I can't speak, amen, like other people speak. I can't sing like other people sing. I can't play like other people play. Amen. God is not looking for perfection. He's just looking for somebody. Hand of the Lord, and let God perform the miracle. It's not about us. It's about Him. And let Him break you. Let Him use you. Let Him miraculously transform you. Hallelujah. The value of a fragment. Amen. As He began to break the bread. Amen. You know what happened to the fragments? Amen. They begin to multiply. It wasn't the loaves that were multiplying. Amen. It was the fragments that were multiplying. Amen. I want you to know that God has more fragments in the church. Amen. Than He has perfect individuals. Amen. Amen. God, amen, can use fragments. Oh, I'm not all that I want to be. I'm not all, amen, that I desire to be. I'm not all that God, amen, is desiring to make of me. But oh, if I can just use what I've got. Amen. If I can just, amen, give of what I've got. If I can just, amen, magnify God for the blessings that He's already given me. Hallelujah. The fragments, amen, can produce a miracle. Hallelujah. And so the fragments begin to multiply. Amen. The fragments begin to multiply. Amen. And the Bible says, until they were all filled. And when everyone had filled, everyone was satisfied. Amen. When everything, amen, was finished. He said, I want you to gather up the fragments. I want you to gather up that is left over. Amen. From the miracle. Amen. To be broken is to be violently separated into parts. Amen. Broken things are often damaged things. But I want you to know, amen, that they're not damaged beyond repair. Amen. I'm glad that God uses broken things. Amen. I know a God that can heal a broken heart. I know a God that can take a life, amen, that's been crushed in spirit. Amen. I know, amen, a God, amen, that can take something, amen, that's been altered. Amen. That's been made weak or infirmed or has been separated or cut off. Amen. God can take brokenness. God can take, amen, amen, what appears to be tragic. And God can transform it into something miraculous. Amen. There are many examples in the Bible. Amen. Of things that God used. But before God could use them, they had to be broken. Now, none of us like to be broken. Amen. None of us like to be crushed. Amen. None of us like to be bruised. Amen. Before the alabaster box, amen, could allow its fragrance, amen, to fill the room, amen, something valuable had to be broken. Amen. Something had to be sacrificed. Amen. For that fragrance. Amen. To be used for its intended purpose. Oh God. Lord, if you have to break me. God, if you have to put me. Amen. Through the crucible. Amen. Amen. To try me. Lord, to refine me. To make me. To be the vessel that you want me to be. Then God, I'm willing to be broken. I'm willing to be crushed. I'm willing, amen, to be altered. God, that I can be used in the kingdom of God. Because God values those things that are broken. Amen. The people were drawn, amen, to the Sea of Tiberias. Amen. Because of Jesus' many miracles of divine healing. They had seen the things that he did. And so the crowds became great. They become innumerable. Amen. Because the time was drawing near for the celebration of the Passover. So they were all going, amen, to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover feast. Amen. And when Jesus looked up, there was a great multitude, and they became hungry. And Jesus asked a question. And the question that he asked was, where shall we buy bread that these may eat? Now Jesus knew already what he was going to do. Jesus knew already beforehand. The Bible plainly tells us that Jesus already knew, amen, the answer to the question. But sometimes he still poses the question. Amen. You may not understand what God is doing in your life. Amen. And you may have questions, amen, that God has placed there in your mind and in your heart. Amen. Amen. To test you, to see how you're going to react. Amen. What kind of response that you are going to give. Jesus already knew what he was going to do. Amen. He already had it planned. Amen. He knew that there was going to be a great and mighty miracle. But nevertheless, he put forth the question. How many of you have ever had questions that you didn't have the answer to? How many have got questions right now you don't have an answer for it? Oh, hallelujah. If you don't have the answer, amen. I know somebody, amen, that knows the end from the beginning. Hallelujah. I know one, amen, that's already got it figured out. Amen. One thing I do know is that my Bible tells me that all things, Brother Looney, all things work together for the good to them that love God and are the called according to his purpose. We may not know what God is doing, but I know the one who made the miracle. I know the one who multiplied the loaves and the fishes. Amen. I don't know the answer, but I know the one that's able to value a fragment. I may be broken. I may be just a little piece of the puzzle. I may just be one part of the kingdom of God, but God values the fragment. My life is valuable to God and to the kingdom of God. Can you say praise the Lord? God values the fragment. Where shall we buy bread that these may eat? He asked this question of Philip. And Philip did not know what to do, even though Jesus knew what he was going to do. But Philip said to the Lord, Lord, if we had 200 pennyworth or 200 denarii, amen, it would not be sufficient to feed this multitude. Amen. A denarii represented a day's wages. Now, if you figure that $150 a day is an average wage, then that meant that it would take $30,000, amen, dollars just to feed the 5,000, because the men, amen, were the only wage earners in that day for the most part. That women were mostly occupiers at home. They were keepers of the house. And they brought up and they trained the children. Amen. But that would have been just if you counted the wage earners that were there. Amen. That would have been $30,000. At if $175 a day, we're talking about $35,000. Amen. Just to feed, amen, the multitude. You're talking about, amen, dinner on the ground. You're talking about, amen, an expense. Amen, that's a lot of money, amen, for fish and a few loaves of bread. Philip said, Lord, if we had earth. Amen. It would not be sufficient. It wouldn't be enough. Amen. To feed this crowd. Amen. So what are you asking me? Amen. How are we going to feed them? Amen. And Andrew heard what Jesus said. He knew, amen, how great, amen, the need was. Amen. Sometimes we stagger when we consider the size of the problem. We become discouraged when we see how difficult the answer is to come. But Andrew, in knowing the cost, knowing the immensity of the problem, knowing how much it would take to feed that multitude, amen, what did Andrew do? He said, Lord, amen, here's a little boy that's got a sack lunch. Hallelujah. He realized the value of a fragment. Amen. Why wait until God does something great? Amen. Amen. To begin acting in faith. Amen. Andrew had faith. Amen. Where there wasn't anything appearing. Where there wasn't anything that looked miraculous. Where there wasn't any answer that was on the horizon. Amen. Don't you trust God just when things are looking good. And things didn't look so good. Amen. They had a multitude of hungry people. And Andrew said, here's somebody that's got 5 loaves and 2 little fish. And he very wryly smiled and said, but what's that among so many? I believe there was something in Andrew. Amen. There was expectancy. Amen. That might not be much. Amen. But I believe, amen, that this is the Messiah. I believe this is the one that we've been looking for. And if this is who we believe, if God is who we believe He is, amen, if Jesus is who we say that He is, amen, if we really believe that He's God manifest in the flesh, if we really believe that Jesus, amen, that the Godhead is in Jesus, amen, then it's not too hard for God. It doesn't matter what obstacle you're facing. It doesn't matter what kind of trial or tribulation you're going through. It doesn't matter how great the need in your life. Amen. What is this among so many? Hallelujah. And Jesus immediately commanded him to start sitting them down in companies. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. He answered him with action. Amen. The best way, amen, to move on something, amen, when there is a need, amen, is just to begin to act upon what you already know. He began to set them in company because he already knew what he was going to do. He already knew beforehand the miracle. And so he took that little lunch that Andrew handed him. Amen. And he said, amen, I need some fragments. Hallelujah. I don't need what's complete. I'm not looking, amen, for perfection. I'm not looking for somebody that has the answer to everything. I just need some fragments. I just need a little this and a little that. Amen. And so he began to break it and bless it. And God began to multiply the fragments because God values the fragment. Can you say praise the Lord? Hallelujah. And when everything had been done and everyone had been fed, they gathered up the fragments. He said, I want you to gather up the fragments so that nothing is what? So that nothing is lost. That is the lesson of the fragments. Amen. Not just that God can take things that are insignificant, but it's not His will that any should perish, but that all should come to eternal life. You say, Brother Hart, I'm not much. Amen. Amen. I don't feel worthy of the blessings of God. I don't feel worthy, amen, of God's anointing. I don't feel worthy, amen, of His goodness. I don't feel worthy of His blessings. Amen. You don't have to be worthy. You don't have to feel worthy. Amen. Because God values that that's incomplete. God values broken things. God values things, amen, that need healing. Amen. Because He values the fragment. The Bible says that they gathered up of the fragments 12 baskets full. One basket for each of the 12 disciples of the Lord. Amen. They had more left over than they had at the beginning. I want you to know, you may be broken tonight. Your spirit, amen, may be crushed, and you may feel that you have been bruised beyond repair. But I want you to know that God will give you more in the end than you ever had in the beginning. Amen. That God will bless the end of your journey more than He did the beginning. Think how wonderful the blessings of God have been, and God's going to multiply them. They had more at the end of the miracle than they had at the beginning of the miracle. Because God will never take away, amen, that is good, amen, without replacing it with something that's better. Hallelujah. Amen. They started out with a sack lunch, and they ended up with 12 baskets, a basket apiece. Hallelujah. Amen. Because God values fragments. Now, in the 35th verse of this same chapter, Jesus spake to them, and He began to relate things that were natural to those things that were spiritual. First, the miracle of the 5,000, where Jesus, amen, supplied the need for the physical man, that He fed their physical hunger. But in the 35th verse of this chapter, Jesus addressed, amen, the supplying of their spiritual need. And He said, I am the bread of life, and he that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Oh, hallelujah. I'm glad tonight that I know that Jesus Christ, amen, is the bread of life. Amen. That He is the true bread that came down from heaven. And if we eat of His bread, amen, we'll never hunger. And if we drink of the water that He gives us, we will never thirst. Can you say praise the Lord? Amen. Just like He satisfied, amen, their physical need, the Bible said He did not begin gathering up the fragments until they were filled. And when all men were filled, when they had well eaten, then He said, let's gather the fragments. Now, we're shifting gears now. We're going to something spiritual. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Amen. And that those that come to me are never going to hunger, and they're never going to thirst. And then He said, but I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. But all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. In other words, by no means will I cast you out if you come to me. Oh, I'm talking about spiritual things tonight. Amen. Amen. Jesus Christ said, if you'll be my disciple, if you'll partake of the bread that I will give you. How many of you have tasted of the bread of life today? Amen. How many of you have drank from the fountain? Amen. There's a well of living water springing up from within you tonight. Amen. Then you came to Jesus. Not everybody believes in Jesus, but those that believe on Him, as the Scripture hath said, out of His belly shall flow rivers of living water. And they that believe on Him shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. For this spake He of the Spirit, which they that believe on Him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, for Jesus was not yet glorified. And so we know that when we come to Jesus, amen, and we eat from His table, and we drink from the fountain that He places within us. He said, I will by no means cast you out. Amen. Why? Because He values fragments. He values things that are incomplete. He values something that's less than whole. Amen. He values things that are broken. He values things, amen, that are in need of having their needs supplied. He values the fragment. And He said, if you come to Me, I will not cast. I want you to know God loves His people tonight. Amen. That God loves, amen, His people. And He said, I will by no means cast you out if you come to Me. God will not reject us. Amen. If you are on the outside looking in, it's not because He cast you out. Amen. If you're not in fellowship with Him tonight, amen, it's not because, amen, that He doesn't love you, because He values fragments. Amen. He said, I want you to go and gather up all the fragments, because I don't want anything to be lost. You may be just a fragment. You may not feel like you're the whole enchilada, but I want you to know tonight that God cares about you, and He's not going to throw you away just because you stump your toe. He's not going to turn His back on you because you struggle, amen, with some issues in life, amen, because God loves fragments. Hallelujah. Praise God. You're part of a body. Oh, hallelujah. You're not the whole loaf. Amen. I want you to know, as children of God, we need one another. Amen. We need one another because we were broken off. Amen. Amen. We're just a fragment. Amen. You're not the church alone, but you're a part of the church. Amen. You can't stand alone, but by God's help, you can stand. For we are united together. We're baptized by one Spirit into one body. We belong to Jesus Christ. And He said, if you belong to Me, I won't turn my back on you. If you belong to Me, I'm not going to cast you out. Amen. Can somebody say praise the Lord tonight? He said, no, I'm not going to cast you out if you come to Me. For I came down from heaven not to do Mine own will, but the will of Him that sent Me. And this is the Father's will which has sent Me, that of all which He has given Me. Oh, hallelujah. I thank God for the church of the living God. Oh, I want you to know the church is something that's glorious. Oh, the church. Yeah, the church is marvelous. Amen. Amen. The church, amen, is like the sand of the sea for multitude. Amen. How many born again, baptized believers, amen, are there in the world today? Amen. Amen. There are too many to have an accurate count. Amen. We don't know how many millions of millions, Amen. A people, amen, are born again of the water and of the Spirit. God has a great church. Amen. John said, I saw an innumerable company. Amen. Like the sand of the sea for multitude. Amen. He said, I could not number them. That had washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Oh, the magnitude of the miracle. Amen. That God has a church out of every language, kindred, and tongue. Amen. This church is not limited to the United Pentecostal Church. This church is not limited to North America. This church is not limited to those that we are in fellowship with. But this church includes everyone that's been born again of the water and of the Spirit. Amen. Who's washed themselves in the blood of Jesus Christ. Can you say praise the Lord? Oh, hallelujah. And so he said, I came down. Amen. He sent me that all which he's given me, that I should what? Lose nothing. Amen. Amen. That's the value. That's the lesson Jesus was trying to teach his disciples. I didn't come here to lose anything. I want you to know, if you'll give your life to God, you're not going to lose anything. Amen. You may give up some things, but you're not going to lose anything. Because anything that you give up to serve the kingdom of God, he's going to give you more. God's going to bless you more. God's going to satisfy you more abundantly. Because he said, I didn't come, amen, to lose anything, amen, but I came to give you life and life more abundantly. Can you say praise the Lord? Amen. I didn't come here to lose. Of all that you've given me, Lord, of all that you've given me, I did not come into this world to, God did not come, God did not draw you out of the world, amen, to lose you, amen, to idolatry. God did not draw you out of sin to lose you, amen, to sins of the flesh. God did not cleanse you and baptize you with the Spirit to see you, amen, lost, undone, bound for a devil's hell. But he said, I came that you might live. I came that you might be saved. He came not into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He said, I didn't come to lose anybody. Amen. I don't have any intentions of losing anything. Amen. Amen. So after the miracle, after revival, and after we see the loaves and fishes multiplied, amen, let's not leave the fragments. Oh, it's easy to walk away. Amen. Say they're just fragments. Amen. They're just the leftovers. Amen. That wasn't Jesus' attitude. That wasn't Jesus' attitude about backsliders. That wasn't Jesus' attitude about saints that struggle with living for God and have issues. Amen. He said, amen, the miracle was great. I thank God for everyone that was healed. I thank God for everyone that was a part of the miracle. But we're not going to leave the fragments behind. We're not going to leave anything. But we're going to gather up the fragments, because there's value in a fragment. It's a fragment, amen, that started the miracle. It's a fragment that began, amen, the action of the work of God. The value of a fragment, would you come? Hallelujah. Praise God. The value of a fragment. And this is the Father's will, which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. He wasn't talking about fragments of bread. Even though he was talking in a spiritual reference to being the bread of life, and about not losing anything that he had gained. But he was talking about souls. He said, I came to raise you up at the last day. Amen. I gave you life. Amen. That you would be victorious. You may be broken. You may feel like you're set apart. You may feel separated. You may feel weak. You may feel infirmed. You may feel downtrodden. Your heart may be pierced with many sorrows. You may feel like an insignificant part of the whole. But remember, God values fragments. Amen. God can work a miracle with the incomplete. The miracle may not be complete in your life. There may be some pieces that are missing to the puzzle. But I know the God that can supply the pieces. I know the God that already knows the answer before he asks the question. You may have questions tonight about where God is leading you and what God wants to make of your life. But if you'll remember the fragments, if you'll remember that God uses broken things, that God uses that that's small and that's insignificant to perform that is mighty. God desires that everyone who sees him and believes in him may have everlasting life, that he can raise them up at the last days. Oh, I don't know about you, but I believe that there are backsliders today that need to be gathered. There are people that have grown cold in their relationship with God. Amen. We need to pray for them. We need to encourage them. We need to gather the fragments. I said we need to gather up the fragments. Amen. If you're looking for something that's whole and complete, amen, before you have your miracle, you may be waiting a long time, because most people that you run into these days have brokenness. They've been hurt. They've been crushed. They've been misunderstood. They've been separated. They've been broken off. But God still gathers up the fragments. There were more fragments. More fragments than there ever was loaves of bread. There were more fragments than there were little fishes. While we're waiting for the loaves and the fishes, God is gathering up the fragments. While we're looking for the bankers and the lawyers, we're looking for the sound technicians and the musicians and the singers and the Sunday school teachers and the preachers. Amen. God's gathering the fragments. God's gathering those that nobody wanted. Amen. The harlots, the tax collectors, the publicans. Amen. The sinners. He said they go into the kingdom of heaven before you religious people. Hallelujah. He didn't build his kingdom, amen, on men of nobility. He didn't build, amen, his kingdom on men of great understanding and great wisdom in the ways of men. But he chose fishermen, tax collectors, amen, religious zealots. We might call him a religious nut. Those were the men that he gathered together, amen, to begin the kingdom of God. I want you to know God fed Elijah with fragments. Hallelujah. I said God fed Elijah with fragments. And you don't have to have an Elijah ministry to be important to the kingdom. If you can just gather fragments. Elijah was kind of thankful somebody was gathering fragments. Because if they hadn't gathered the fragments, amen, he could not have ministered. They kept the prophet of God alive because the ravens were gathering fragments. Hallelujah. If you want to, amen, to have a part in the great, glorious kingdom of God, amen, if you can't be an Elijah, amen, can you at least gather fragments? Can you at least, amen, support those that do? Hallelujah. Because together we can do more. Because there's value in a fragment. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I said there's value in a fragment. Oh, God, take what I am. Take what I have. Amen. God didn't want to take what you don't have. God wants to take you just as you are. Amen. Use it for God. Glorify God with what you got. Because God multiplies fragments. Amen. And creates miracles. Miracles of power. Miracles of sustenance. Miracles for his glory. Would you stand tonight? Hallelujah. Amen. We ask you, those who would come tonight, to consecrate your life. If you are in need of a miracle in your life tonight, God is able to supply your need. God is able to give you an answer. God is able to take the little that you have and multiply it for his glory. Hallelujah. Amen. These altars ought to be full tonight. Hallelujah. Because, amen, miracles begin with a fragment. Miracles begin with brokenness. Miracles begin, amen, with surrendering ourselves to God. Amen. You can be a fragment tonight for Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you as we come and pray.